Bav Basar Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet Hamoicher Makom Lechavero Livnos Lo Bais. If a person sells an area, a place for his friend, that his friend should be able to build a house. V'chein Mekabel Mechavero Livnos Lo Beis Chasnus Livno Uveis Almanus Levito. Or if a person is a contractor, so he has a contract to build for his friend a Beis Chasnus for his son, right after he gets married to use it. Or if Lo Aleinu, his daughter, became an almana, that she has a place to go. Bona arba amos al shesh. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says all you need is an area of 4x6 amos. That would be enough when a person's mekabel or sells a makom to build a bias. And the Mefarshim explained that we don't mean any bias. It's the Mishnah is now explaining the bias we're talking about is a base chasnus or a base almanus. These types of houses, if a person's mekabel, all he needs is 4x6, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, refes bakur huza. Rabbi Shmuel says, this is an area of like a stable, a place for the animals. It's too small. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah doesn't say the shear that Rabbi Shmuel holds. It just has to be bigger than this. We don't know what the shear is. Harotzalansis refes bakur. If a person wants to make a refes bakur, bona arba amas al shesh. And the Rashbam learns that this is a continuation of Rabbi Shmuel. However, Rabbi Akiva would hold that you don't even need this shear for a refes bakur, it'd be less than this. Mishnah continues. Bayis katan. If a person's makabel, or he's selling to somebody, the area of a bayis katan, what's that? Shesh al shmona. 6x8. Godel. It's makabel on a large house. Shmona al eser. 8x10 amos. Traklin. This is a large place for like officers, like the Rav says. Eser al eser. This is 10x10. So not only is it larger, it's also squared, because it's nicer when it's a square, 10x10. What about the height? Rumo kachatzi arko v'chachatzi rachbay. The height of these houses are the average between their length and their width. So something that's 8x10 should be 9, something 4x6 should be 5, and obviously the one that's 10x10 should be 10 as well. Raya l'davar, heichel. The raya is the heichel. Because the heichel of the Beis HaMikdash was 40 long and 20 wide, and it was 30 high. So 30 is the average of 40 and 20. And the way the Mishnah reads, there are actually two days the Rav brings. The first is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was actually saying that, Raya L'davar Heichel, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hakol K'binyan HaHeichel. Everything goes like the heichel. That's one way. The Rav learns the other way is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is actually arguing, and it's almost like a question. Hakol K'binyan HaHeichel? Is everything just like the Heichel? Everything goes like the Minhag Medina. Just because the Heichel happened to be 40x20, that doesn't mean that you always have to average it. It always goes by the Minhag Medina. The Rav brings both Pshatim.